Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Origins and Suffering by Jim Zana provides an artistic approach to the story of God's creation of heaven and earth and explains its relation to our existence. Humans have pondered the meaning of our existence for centuries, philosophizing on questions such as, do my choices and action matter? And what happened in the world that caused so much suffering? Well, Jim connects those questions to biblical answers in Origins and Suffering, an imaginative retelling of the story of Genesis filled with reflections on the meaning of life, answering the whys and providing surprising insights. Jim is a musical and dental artist. He's been playing and practicing for more than 50 years. Since 2002, his traditional jazz trio has been part of the touring artist roster for the South Dakota Arts Council. He's a Vietnam veteran. His passion for trying to understand life's fundamental questions is the basis for his book. There's an urgency about the healing power of this subject matter that he hopes will reach people of all faiths, and especially those with no faith. Jim Zana, author of Origins and Suffering, an inspirational guidebook that explores the Bible and answers fundamental questions about human existence, weaving together biblical lessons and personal anecdotes, is our guest on This Week in America. Jim, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
I love the approach on this book, and it's receiving excellent reviews and impacting a lot of people's lives in a positive way. What was the inspiration for writing Origins and Suffering?
Well, because so many of us have forgotten who God is. God is not an impersonal force. He's not a what. God is not a thing. God is a who. God's at least as person, as much of a person as I am. And I figured it was time for me to write down my beliefs. I'm 74 years old, so I don't know how much time there is, but I wanted to write my beliefs about who God is.
And sharing it with people, the book is Origins and Suffering. Give you a couple websites as we go through the program. Jim Zana, if you're going to Google that, that's S-Z-A-N-A. His website is jimzanaauthor.com. Another website, jimzanatrio.com. I'll give you those throughout the program. Book available at the Amazon and all of the usual places. Why is creation or our origin so important to you, and you felt the necessity to write this book?
Well, I believe we were designed for life, not death. And we matter to our Creator. Life, the opposite is death. We were designed for love, not hate. We were designed for variety, not boredom. We were designed to work, to eat, to enjoy. And therefore, life has meaning and purpose. We're not just here by chance.
The book is Origins and Suffering. And interesting, I love the book cover, and I realize with your wife, Sandy, that oil painting is on the cover. She's very talented, a lot of talent in that family.
She's a really good artist. And actually, I should have put the painting on the wall here, but I don't think she would let me do that. It's on the book, so you know what it looks like.
Well, and for the video version of this, we have the book cover on with you side by side, so you'll see what we're talking about. And if you go to YouTube, you can look up our program. It'd be easy to go to the website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos, and this video, you'll see this and all of the videos in our archives at YouTube. You'll see Origins and Suffering, and you'll see Jim's book there and the book cover that we're talking about. I tried in the beginning to sort of explain your approach. It's a very creative approach in writing this book. Talk about, maybe describe the book in your words, how you went about doing, especially presenting in this format.
Well, basically, it's a storybook. And I insert myself into the narrative of ancient wisdom. The book is a book about God who cares about me and also you. But you can think of it in musical terms. There are notes, and they can be played one at a time. You can play chords, which makes up the all of music. But when you're playing music, then it can touch you in places that are beyond touching. And stories are the same with words. Stories is to words what notes are to music. So it's easier to understand a story than just, you know.
Well, yes, that's what I think, why it's resonating so well with people, as you can understand the story that you're presenting. Sometimes it's not told in story form, and you sort of get lost in all the words. That doesn't happen with Origins and Suffering. And obviously, and it's interesting, the musical background assist you in writing a story, the way you present a story.
Well, if it does, it's because when I play, I improvise a lot. So I think I improvised a little bit in the book.
Well, and that's good to do that. You don't bore yourself as a writer as you're doing something like that, and you do it so creatively. How have your ideas about creativity changed? And I'll say over the years, and maybe especially since you began the writing process for Origins and Suffering, maybe going back and taking another look and really studying this, maybe they changed as well there. How have your ideas towards creativity changed?
Well, I think that I've always placed creativity on a pedestal. And, I've always admired it, respected it, but that's really not the case. A piece of wood can be used to build a house, it can be used to strike or injure someone or something. And so, the wrong use of creativity doesn't make us better. It's important to choose to use our creativity, and then it can be admired and respected.
We hear
And I
so.
hadn't always thought about it that way.
Well, it's interesting how that had changed, and this book will change you. Origins and Suffering by Jim Zana. That's Zana. His website again, jimzanaauthor.com. Also, jimzanatrio.com. All of that available, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've talked before about being created in the image of God. What exactly does that mean to you?
My shortest definition would be it implies individuality and the ability to think and to do. So let me work on three of those words. I'm an individual. I have DNA. I have my own history. I have my own feelings. And I'm unique, just like everybody else. Okay. And so then, if I also have, besides my individuality, I have the ability to think. And thinking is not just cause and effect. There's plenty of cause and effect in life, but when you think, you have the opportunity to do something that doesn't need to be done, which is pretty unique in the world that we live. We can choose to do something that doesn't need to be done, like we can have compassion, or not. We can choose to be optimistic, instead of being pe pessimistic.
Yes.
That can be a choice. And we can ponder the past, we can project into the future, we can be humorous or try to be humorous. But just thinking those things and making those thoughts, that's not all there is to it. Because not only do we need our individuality, the ability to think, but then we have to do something. And doing something usually means taking a risk. And like if you love someone, usually that takes a risk. Most of us have had a little experience in that. And forgiving, for instance, talk about a risk. you take a risk when you forgive. And if you can choose to help or hurt someone. So be safe, take a risk. So briefly, if the image of God is implies our individuality and our ability to think and to do.
With us on the program is Jim Zanna. His book is Origins and Suffering. You'll find it at Jim's website. I'll give you that information here shortly, Amazon, all of the usual places. You answer some of the questions that we have, many of these questions we've had for a number of years. Something that people struggle with all the time is the difference between good and evil. How do you explain good and evil?
Well, the easiest way is something has to be good in order for it to be spoiled.
Interesting, yes.
And I kind of had some proof of that today. We had some garbage that I had to take out from last week, and it really smelled bad, and I tied it up pretty good. And as I was taking the garbage, I thought, you know, at one time, all the stuff in this bag that I'm dragging across the street used to be good, and now it's garbage. Good comes before spoiled. And in my reading of the Bible, there was a paradise, heaven, a realm that we don't understand. And it was a place of total cooperation, and someone, a who, chose to selfishly have power over somebody else. And care and concern for others was replaced by me first. You ever heard of survival of the fittest?
Yes.
Kill or be killed? But I guess the main thing is that in order for evil to exist, there had to be something that was good prior to that.
That's interesting, and I'll think of that as I'm taking the garbage out tonight, that will come to mind, that at some point what I have in here is good, at some point it became evil. So it breaks, as this is what I'm talking about in the book, it breaks things down so that we have an understanding of these concepts and what Jim is talking about, origins and suffering. I mentioned the book and I described it as imaginative. What would you say is the most imaginative part of the book?
Well, I would say it would be the story of the flood. We don't have a lot of words to describe what happened, even though there are many accounts all over the world, actually 88 of them that I found so far from all over the world. So I used a little imagination, like Noah had three sons who each had a wife, and he had his own wife. Now, if you were going to get those people together, well, what's the chance of somebody being late? Probably pretty high.
Yes.
So some of the versions of the flood say there were six people. So maybe somebody missed the boat, literally. Anyhow, I kind of do a little something with that. But then when the door gets shut and they're inside, they're in there for a week. So I try to imagine what that would be like, especially with the noise outside that was a party to begin with. And then all of a sudden it wasn't a party because there was something coming extraterrestrial at the earth, the water source for the flood. And then I describe everything breaking up and flying all around. And I can't imagine being on the ark for a year. So I'd say it would be the extraterrestrial source of the water for the flood.
The book is Origins and Suffering. Jim Zanna, our guest on the program, that's S-Z-A-N-A, his website, jimzannaauthor.com. Also, another website, jimzannatrio.com. You find the book at all of the usual places. When you were writing the book, Origins and Suffering, who is this book designed for? Any particular audience?
Yes, for the very many people who just don't think there's any meaning to life. And that includes a big spectrum of people. There have been a lot of people vaccinated against God because of hollow activity or twisted ideas. And there are a lot of people that are just wearing out because life is difficult and discouraging. And then, like you mentioned in the beginning, it's a book for people of all faith, including those who have no faith.
You know, as you mentioned that, there's so often people are trying to reconcile God, fit him into the subject of suffering. And we see so much suffering, and we wonder how the two, how you can relate the two. How does God fit into the subject of suffering?
Okay, number one, this is only the hardest question to answer in the whole world. Why?
That's why I ask you. I wasn't going to try to answer it. It's your question.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll start out with God created everything. Your parents brought you into the world, but who's responsible for your choice? Is it them? All right. Now think of this. Love assumes freedom. You can't force somebody to love you. You can try, but that doesn't work. You can only love someone if there's really freedom. And so freedom then implies choices. I can choose to do this. I can choose to do that. I can choose to, then we've all probably had somebody choose to not love us.
Yes.
So love assumes freedom. Freedom implies choices, and real freedom means getting to live with the consequences. So, the destroyer, the who, just delights in ruining God's canvas. God's painting on the canvas he's creating, and the destroyer is having fun ruining God's creation. Death, disease, violence, all affect us unfairly. So we need to trust that God understands. God not only understands, he has a remedy. And in the end, this mystery will make sense and be fair.
For the hardest question in the world, I understand what you're saying. You have this ability to break it down so that we understand these concepts, because it really is complexing when you be suffering, and then you try to fit God into that. Like, why are we going through this?
Yeah, why are we going through this? God delights in our positive responses to him, but he's under no obligation to make sense to us.
The book is Origins and Suffering. A couple minutes left in the program. The word encouraging is used often by people who read the book and take so much really life-changing information, concepts from the book. Why do you think the book is so encouraging?
Well, for me, I have always believed that I matter to God, and I can tell you that we all matter to God. There is meaning to life. We were designed for life. We were designed for love. We were designed for community, and we're never going to function fully until that world is realized. There's more to life than what we see. And the proud and selfish are going to lose, and the good guys are going to win, just like in the Hallmark movies.
Which we see a lot of this time of year, although it's a lot of good in the movies, of course, this year with the holiday season. You are such a gifted writer and do such a remarkable job of breaking this down to make it readable and understandable. What are you working on now? Are you working on another book?
Yes, I am, actually. It's a book about a book written by Sarah, Abraham's wife. It'll probably be called something like Sarah's Memories with Abraham. But one of the problems I had with the Origins and Suffering book is I had to get it by the editors, and they needed to check to make sure that when I quoted from a verse in the Bible, that it was absolutely correct. And it, when I finally got the notice that if I didn't get it right this time, that was it. They weren't going to do it. I realized that the New International Version of the Bible that I use was the 1976 version. And there's only been five revisions since then. So when I would put NIV, they'd use the new revision.
Ah, yeah, interesting.
And so, yeah. So the reason the new book will be easier is because Sarah's not quoted anywhere. And she doesn't say anything. So I can make her say whatever she wants to.
That creative freedom to do that. When will that book be available, do you think?
When I'm finished.
Okay. No pressure. I didn't want to ask you when that was going to be, but that's clear at some point here in the, hopefully the imminent future, we'll be able to read that. In the meantime, read Jim's book, Origins and Suffering, Jim Zion. I'll give you the information now. The book is available the usual places. Jim's website in Zana is S-Z-A-N-A, JimZanaAuthor.com. Also, JimZanaTrio.com. You look at Amazon. Again, you've got the spelling, so you can Google that, or just the title, Origins and Suffering. And you can find it, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jim, a pleasure having you on the program. Looking forward to having you back and talking about the latest book. Whenever you're available, just let us know. No pressure. I'm not going to set a date today. We'll let you pick that and let me know. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Enjoyed having you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It has been a pleasure. You as well, Jim Zana. That's S-Z-A-N-A, the book Origins and Suffering. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.